Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. All right. I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. And for the first time in a long time, it's not like a forced topic or, you know, something that's old news. We're talking about something that's happening right now with Colin Kaepernick, at least today with Colin Kaepernick. The workout that the NFL is hosting will be this afternoon. It almost feels surreal to say that. It really does. It almost feels surreal to say that Colin Kaepernick will be taking part in an NFL workout. To be honest, I thought that Kaepernick was done in the NFL. I thought that he would never get another opportunity. I thought, obviously, initially that he was blackballed by the league for his protest. As more time has passed, I've wondered what exactly is going on. I will be honest with you, as someone who was fully in support of what he did and his cause, I did start to, you know, question a few things, wondering, you know, what his exact intentions were, because he doesn't speak. That factored in. When the whole Jay-Z thing went down, I thought that was a time and place where maybe we needed to hear a little bit more from Colin Kaepernick, because you had a lot of people speaking on his behalf, and we didn't hear from Kaepernick himself. And I thought that there was a lot of unhealthy discourse that took place during that time period, where people were pitting Jay-Z against Colin Kaepernick, when to me, it seemed like similar goals with different methodology in how to get there. Nevertheless, I mean, this has been a story for 3 years now, from Kaepernick's initial protest, the fallout that took place, obviously the discussions that went on for a long time. And I think for so much of that period of time, the discussion was about the how. And it took a long, long time before people went from the how to the why. And then eventually the why was understood. I think everybody understood and now knows the why for the most part, right? Except for the people who are just unwilling to accept it. So what was next is the what. Like, what happens next? What happens next? And how people go about continuing to make change in the realms of which Kaepernick initially was trying to bring awareness to is independent of Colin Kaepernick's job status. But Colin Kaepernick's job status has obviously been something that's been hovering over the NFL for like I said, 3 years, really 3 years. And when the settlement with the league happened, to be honest with you, I thought that might be the end of it. When the settlement happened, because I thought, all right, this was a case that Kaepernick brought against the league for keeping him out of the league, for conspiring against him. And while a settlement is not an admission of guilt, it at least showed that the NFL did not want this stuff to go public, did not want to have that battle in court. And at that point, whatever the monetary compensation was, I thought Kaepernick would have taken that settlement and maybe gone on to be an activist at that point in time. And I was not sure what his future plans were, because if I were him, my future plans would not include football after securing the Nike deal and that settlement and everything that came along with it. But I'm not him. And it became clearer and clearer as time went past that the settlement did not settle all this. And that's when I thought, you know, because I was as passionate as anyone, I think, in maintaining that Kaepernick was wrong before that settlement. But we wound up getting into the same conversations over and over again. First, you had to get past the people who would never just like drop the how protest of what took place on the field and the anthem and everything like that. And just every time the subject got brought up, you'd have to have that argument. That's not what I'm talking about. Him being wronged in the sense of why he wasn't in the league. And there is each individual team's right to not bring him in, which is their right. It is not the right of the league as a whole for them to come together and say that he shouldn't be allowed in. That's where the collusion aspect of it was brought up and the blackballing aspect of it was brought up. And clearly there were teams worried about their PR. I think there were some people who just didn't like what he did in the first place in high-ranking spots in the NFL. And then I think there was sort of this understood, whether it was spoken or not, pact of, no, we're not bringing this guy in. Look at all the trouble he caused for us. Now, during that process, I thought the NFL and the teams were appeasing or attempting to appease a certain section of their fan base and ignoring what I think is a larger section of their fan base. Because I think the people who are out and out against Kaepernick are less than the people who either support him or are neutral, right? Like, they're not against him. They're not in support of him necessarily. Like, it's not their cause, but they've got no problem with the guy. Then you got the people who are just totally in support of him. I think that group outnumbers the people that are outright against him. But so much time has passed, and we didn't hear from him for so long, and really haven't seen him on the football field for so long that I didn't know what to make of it, right? And the discussions, they became the same discussion every time. Anytime some random quarterback took the field, it was like, why isn't Kaepernick not getting a job? And it was something that I used to bring up. And then it almost felt pointless for a while. And just because it was pointless doesn't mean it's not justified or necessarily righteous, right, to bring up when you had Mark Sanchez, who was out of the league for a few years, get a job. Josh Johnson, same deal. And even going into this year, some of the quarterbacks that have taken the field, Luke Falk, right, Jeff Driscoll, a bunch of guys who, just on talent and ability, are nowhere near where Colin Kaepernick was when we even last saw him. So, I mean, it's been clear for a while, if playing football is something that Colin Kaepernick was committed to and wants to do, he has abilities that are better than a lot of guys in the league. And I'm not sitting here telling you that I think Colin Kaepernick would necessarily come in and be the quarterback of a team and lead that team to the playoffs or excel. He's been away too long. I don't know that for sure. But I do know there aren't 64 quarterbacks better than Colin Kaepernick. And I do know that he's still just, what, 32 years old and had a ton of ability even in his final year. I mean, the last year he was in the league, he performed at a level that did not necessitate exiting the league. He did not play like someone who didn't belong in professional football. But obviously there was a lot more that went into everything that transpired and his job status. Now, what I'm fascinated by is how this workout came to be. Because I see a lot of people complaining about the terms of the workout. I got news for you. This is so much more movement than anything we've seen in 3 years, right? Like, we went from nothing to something. So I'm not going to sit here and complain about the something, because it's something. Now, how did it come about? I don't know for sure. You know, there's a cynical viewpoint that it's a trap being sprung on Kaepernick, right? All right, here's the terms. You must meet these terms. And then if he doesn't look good, well, first of all, if he declines, you can say, hey, this guy doesn't want to play football at all. If he accepts and doesn't look good, you could say, hey, this is why he isn't signed. He's not good enough. So there's a cynical viewpoint that it was a trap. There, I think, is a chance that a team actually reached out to the NFL and said, hey, we want to sign Colin Kaepernick, but we don't want to take the heat that might come with it. So I'll just use the Miami Dolphins as an example. I don't think it's them, but it's just the first team that pops into my head. The Miami Dolphins go to the NFL and say, hey, we want to bring Kaepernick in, but could, you know, you give us a little cover for that. And then the league organizes this workout so that way the positive reports can come and he can get signed by someone, and that individual team won't be the focus as much as the group workout. And then there's what's been actually legitimately reported, which may be the best working theory at this time because you have it from reputable people, that Jay-Z pressured Roger Goodell into having this workout for Kaepernick. That Jay-Z said, hey, yo, I'm not trying to impersonate Jay-Z. That was my normal speak. That Jay-Z said, look, Roger, I put myself out there for you guys in this partnership. Now you gotta do your part. You gotta do your part of the partnership and give Kaepernick at least a shot. So I don't know what this is gonna look like. I don't know what it's gonna result in, but I do know it's something. And there hasn't been anything on this front. Remember, this is for anybody that's complaining about the terms of this workout, what was there between when this protest started, when his protest started, and now that's even close to this as far as movement goes? There hasn't been anything even close to this. So actually, I think it might be significant. I do. I think it might be significant because why would the NFL want this from a PR standpoint? This is their PR nightmare. The Kaepernick story has been a PR nightmare for the NFL for years, from a portion of their fan base being turned off by Kaepernick in general, the fan base portion that they tried to appease, I think, initially, to a huge portion of their fan base thinking Kaepernick has been wronged, and every time that this situation comes up, speaking about it, you know, it's sort of just like been the subtext of the NFL for years, to the point where Jay-Z, who's a hugely popular figure, got a ton of backlash for even aligning with the NFL. You know, which I did think was a little curious considering so much of that backlash came from NFL consumers, but what do you know? Point being, there's no reason for the NFL to breathe new life into this story. It's their PR nightmare. Why would they do that? Why would they breathe new life in the story? To me, it makes me believe there may be actual movement, either from some teams who have started to express interest, or clearly just, you know, Jay saying, you gotta make this good. And the result of making it good, at least as far as the NFL was concerned, was giving Kaepernick a platform to get in front of teams. So while it's not ideal, I often say perfect is the enemy of good. And I'm going to take some movement on this as good. Because if Colin Kaepernick does want to get back out there and play football, he's going to have a chance to show physically he's still got it. He's going to get a chance to show teams where his headspace is at. And I also think it will be a lot easier for a team to sign him after this, because they will have the cover, if you will. Not that they should need it, but they will have the cover of this very public workout that so many teams went to. If the results, if the feedback is positive, a team can say, hey, look, the guy looked good. We want to bring him on. And then once Kaepernick is on an NFL roster, the story will never be over in history. It's always going to be a part of history. It will not correct the wrongs that came before. But the story will be over in a sense. There will be a sense of finality. And I think we all, and especially Colin Kaepernick, deserve a sense of finality here. What do you make of the Kaepernick workout? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to know what you think about this Colin Kaepernick workout today. 855-212-4227. Is it a fair try? How did it come about? What are your expectations? If you were a team, would you be looking to sign him? All those things. You know, I'm fascinated by it because it's way more movement than we've seen. And I understand the cynicism. I understand the skepticism. But I'm taking it as a positive because it's something. And there's been nothing up until this point. I don't know exactly how it happened, why it happened. The best actual reporting we've got is that Jay-Z had an influence and pressured Roger Goodell into making it happen. That's what's been put out there by actual reporters. The rest of it is kind of just us going, hey, is it a trap to make Kaepernick look bad and to say we tried by the NFL? Is it cover for a team that wants to sign him to say so they can go, hey, look, everybody went and checked him out. We just thought he looked good, so we're going to bring him in. Who knows? But it is fascinating, and I'm very curious to see how it's going to unfold. And, you know, I honestly am starting to believe that we'll see Kaepernick on a team in the next 2 weeks or so. I really and I'm that's coming from the perspective I didn't think he was ever going to play again.
Now, I think the biggest, just as important, is, again, see him play on the field, but the interview, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I think, obviously, the big question is, will you continue to protest right during the national anthem? So I feel like that's just as equally important as seeing him, like, run and throw out there is this interview and how he's going to answer that question, which obviously is going to have to be right there at the top of the list, I would assume.
Yeah, I think you're right. Here's the thing about that, right? Because it's a tough spot for him because there'll be like a group of people that would call him a sellout if he didn't continue to protest. But if we're going to talk about Jay-Z, I think what Jay-Z said was actually correct in that forum when he said we're past kneeling and people took that one clip and made him look terrible based on that clip, but they didn't bring out the context of what he was saying, which was not that... He said that the kneeling was a necessary part of it because the kneeling is what brought attention to it, right? Like, that, to me, was a bold and brave stance that brought attention to it. But then it got covered endlessly, incessantly, right? Everybody talked about it, and that's all people would talk about was the kneeling aspect of it. At some point, you have to get to what's next. And I don't know what Kaepernick would accomplish. I'm not telling him not to kneel. If he wants to kneel, he should. Everybody should do what they want. And I've always been in support of that. But at this point, what would he accomplish by kneeling? I don't think he really would accomplish anything. I think he could accomplish a lot more by saying, all right, I'm back in the league now. I'm going to use my voice with these guys more or something is my point. But I think Anthony is spot on. I think that is a question he will be asked. I don't know how he will answer it. If I were advising him and he really wants to get back in the league, I would tell him to say that he will not and that he's going to deal with it with another method and then get out in front of that publicly, right? You know, I'm not going to kneel because of this, not because I think the issues are fixed, but because I think the kneeling accomplished what it needed to accomplish, and now I have my Know Your Rights camp, and I'm going to use my voice, and you'll be hearing a lot more from me, and I'm going to try and influence the league in the proper ways. That's how I would advise him to handle it. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. What do you think of the Kaepernick workout? Let's go to Chris in Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
How you doing, Robin?
I'm well, man. How are you?
It's all good. Good. Finally, two good things happened. Bello finally got signed, and Cap's finally getting his chance. What I think about it, let's see. From the beginning, it's been a kind of a shaky situation. I mean, some would say we're going to have to cynicism and skepticism, because either way it goes, it's good PR and it's also bad PR.
Good part, are you talking about for the NFL?
Yeah. When I view it, I go like in the views, in the sense of Colin and Jackie, it makes me think back to Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King. One was full on like anti-establishment and against the ways of culture, so they change it.
Well, you know, you talk about PR. You know, here's the thing: the PR. This is what I push back on the skeptics a little bit. This is a PR nightmare for the NFL. It's been a PR nightmare for the NFL for years. Why would they want to breathe life into it? What does that accomplish? The only theory that makes sense as to why they would want to breathe, and I'm not saying this is true at all, but the only one where I can at least follow the logic of the theory is, oh, they're springing a trap. So if he declined the offer on their terms, they could say he doesn't want to play. And if he goes out and looks bad, they could say he's not good enough. Like that, at least, okay, I follow the logic. There's no actual substance to that. No one's reported that, right? That's all right. I get the logic. But beyond that, all you're doing is breathing life into a story that the NFL has wished would go away for 3 years. So it makes no sense for them to do that from a PR standpoint, in my mind, aside from that one theory. The other theory I have would be that a team went, hey, a couple teams went, we kind of want to take a look at Kaepernick, but we don't want to, you know, deal with it ourselves. And the NFL can create a workout like this, so all the teams are there. And then afterwards, the team that's bringing him in doesn't take the brunt of that because everyone was there, right? And then there's what's been reported. So I think the leading theory has to be what's been reported, and that's that Jay-Z pressured Roger Goodell into this, at least as part of the factor, and said, look, Roger, I took a hit for you to do this partnership. Now you got to return the favor and do what's right. I mean, I don't know. But bottom line is, it's way more than we've had. So I'm not going to complain about it and call it a sham and all that until we see how it unfolds. There's going to be a lot of teams there. They're going to talk to Kaepernick. He's going to have a chance to show physically what he looks like right now. So after nothing for 3 years, zero, nada, zilch, I'm going to complain about something? I'm not. Personally, I'm not going to complain about that. I'm going to see how it unfolds and see what happens afterwards. But I wouldn't be shocked if dude's on a team in the next couple weeks. And I didn't think he was ever going to play again. So if it turns out to be a publicity stunt and a sham and there's reporting on that, I'll deal with that then. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is the worst thing that ever happened. Sometimes I think people just want to complain. Because everybody wanted Cap to get a shot. Is this a legit shot? We'll find out. But it's more of a shot than he's had since 2016.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Will do. How about you guys take it away? Jamie in Chicago. Jamie, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on the Kaepernick situation.
Sure.
I listen to sports radio 6 hours a day. I love it. Anyways.
That's cool.
I think the issue was, I don't think a lot of people had a problem with him kneeling. They just didn't understand why he was doing it, because an average sports fan might have just turned the TV on. Oh, my God, he's kneeling in the national anthem. But they didn't realize what he was supporting. And I don't think it was done up enough by, be it the NFL or himself, of getting his message out there. And if he would have done it on a podium, just, you know, this is my stance on this situation, this is what I support.
Well, he did say it after the game. I really don't want to relitigate that part of it. Get to the next part of it.
Okay. I think he deserves a second chance, and I hope he gets signed by a team.
Well, I mean, I think That seems to be, at this point, I feel like the prevailing notion, right, Jamie? I mean, you have this faction, like a holdover faction. I don't know what it is, if it's 30%. Let's say it's 30% that is just no matter what is never going to want him to get another shot or will say something negative about him no matter what. But I do think about 70% of people are probably aligned with you, whether or not, like, this is the way I put it before. Tell me if you agree with this or not, that the number of people who either are in ardent support of him or are neutral about it, just aren't against him or in support of him, have no problems with him, outnumber the people who are out and out against him.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how legit a shot it is, but I'm not going to complain because it's something, and there hasn't been anything before. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. What do you make of the Colin Kaepernick workout? Let's go to John in Louisiana. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, man, love the show. Listen to it a lot. Hey, listen, so there are people in this world that can't function without drama. And there are people in this world that think that if they don't get it exactly how they dictate it, that they've been wrong. And that's all we're hearing about with the Colin Kaepernick thing. I don't think I've actually heard Colin Kaepernick complain one time about getting another shot. I don't know if he'll get on a team. Do I want him to get on a team? Sure. Do I actually care? Not a whole lot, but I think the guy, this is his job. This is what he does. And I think that he should at least get a shot. Michael Vick got a shot, and I think he did something way more egregious. And by the way, my father is a Marine, and I go around thanking every single military veteran, first responder for all that they do. I think he probably could have got his point across another way, but at the same point, he got his point across. And I think that all of this now is just kind of like, hey, let's figure out something to talk about because Kaepernick's back in the news. Let the dude get his shot, and let's all just shut up and see what happens.
I'm with you. I'm with you. As far as the complaining, I feel like people just want to complain a lot of time. What are you complaining about? Let's see. You know, if it doesn't work out, or it's proven to be a sham or something, fine. But until then, well, that's what we've been asking for. You know. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Demetrius in Waco, Texas. Demetrius, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Demetrius?
Hey, how you doing, man? First of all, I know this don't have anything to do with anything, but sick 'em. They play today, and my wishes, good luck, go out to them, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, I just want to chime in on your discussion you got going on, man. You know, hey, everybody deserves a second chance, you know, and it's life is about second chance. If you know, don't mess up that bad, hey, you deserve a second chance. And if you go out there and fail, you know, everybody will think that you wasn't a good quarterback. That's okay, but at least you got a second chance. You deserve a second chance in life. That's all that matters, man. And if the NFL do it, it shows a great part on them that's saying that, hey, you deserve a second chance, and we're here to give it to you.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know how it, again, I don't know how it came about. I frankly don't care, right? Like, I don't care.
Like, you know, everybody in life, it was really about what you do in life, you know? You deserve a second chance. If it's not anything outlandish, you know, he deserves a second chance. But
well,
you know,
he never deserved to be banished in the first place. I mean, there was nothing. There was no reason.
Yeah,
this is not someone who. I want to make it clear. This is not someone coming back from something where they need to apologize. That's not here. That's not like a second chance. I mean, he deserves a shot, is the way I would put it. I wouldn't say a second chance. He didn't do anything wrong in the first place. He might have done something that some people disagreed with, but he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, somebody said, I think it was the caller before, he thinks Michael Vick did something way worse. Yes! That's like, that's not subjective, right? Like, at least it shouldn't be subjective. Living things were killed and injured in what Michael Vick did. And I believed Michael Vick deserved a second chance. That's a second chance. This is not a second chance. What Colin Kaepernick did was in no way objectively wrong. There was nothing wrong with what he did. There may be some people who disagree with it, but there was nothing out and out, like straight down the line, bad about what he did. I don't even like phrasing it as what he did. What's happened since is the real story. But again, I do think there are people out there who just want to complain because here it is. It might be a real shot. Might be a real shot. Justin in Dallas. Justin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, man. Just want to say, first of all, I'm all for him, you know, getting this, holding this tryout. But the only thing that I have not heard anybody talk about is the fact of why that this is being held in Atlanta. And is maybe Atlanta the possible team that is mainly interested in him?
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, the timing of it. You know, to be honest, I it would just all of us be spitballing, right? I mean, who's on a bye week right now? That would be the first teams I would start looking at, too, or teams that played Thursday, right? Like Pittsburgh, I brought up before, that would make sense in a sense because generally these things are done on Tuesday, right? I don't know why, but I'm assuming it's because that's when teams have a break in their schedule enough where they could check this stuff out. And that's what some of the complaints have been about, that it's on Saturday and not Tuesday like a normal one. So if there are teams that have specified their interest, I would start my hypothesis would be that it would be either teams that are on a bye week or playing or an abnormal schedule. So that would be like Pittsburgh playing on a Thursday, meaning they could be there for a Saturday because they don't play again until the next weekend. Or any team that's currently on a bye week.
Packers, Titans, Giants, and Seahawks.
There you go. Well, the Seahawks have been a team that's expressed interest in the past.
Right.
Titans?
Correct.
Dallas Cowboys? Jerry Jones?
Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff makes some sense, right? And, you know, Michael Bennett is with the Cowboys now, was obviously someone who was protesting for a large chunk of time and is no longer doing it on the field with the Cowboys. So I don't know. That's all, you know, it's all theories, right? But the bottom line is that it's happening. And the reporting, at least from some reputable sources, has been that Jay-Z played a part in it. Let's go to Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Robin. Hey, your friendly Republican here, and I'm part of that 30%. You and I have talked before. I met you in the middle on the students getting paid. Dangerous it is to admit that I am with that 30%. However, I think that, you know, just like Michael Vick and everything else, and I was retired Army 24 years, so some of my fellow veterans may disagree. What we fought for and defended that flag for kind of gives that guy that right to do that. We may not disagree with it. I'm that 30% that'll never agree with what he did.
You know what, Jeff, that's different than being out and out purely against him. I mean, like that no. Like filled with hate and destroying.
I hope he will get another shot, but I do hope that the people in his camp are a little more cognizant of it, and maybe it's a different optic. He's allowed to have whatever protests he wants. I would, if he were to ask me, I would continue his mission, but maybe in a different manner. And that would, you know, he goes out there, wins a few games. Guess what? He comes in, starter gets hurt. He wins a couple games. Sadly, everyone forgets about this. You know, not sadly, but that's just the short attention span of our country. Get him on the field, see what he does. He can do it. People will forget.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think I appreciate your perspective and your willingness to admit, you know, where you fall on the line, you know, as far as getting backlash. I wouldn't have, you know, I didn't think you needed to necessarily identify yourself as a Republican or what. I just don't like labels personally, but I understand what you're saying, and I think you are correct. I already think it's happened. I think the lack of Anthony, how many callers have you fielded right now who have been angry and just destroying Kaepernick compared to in the past, how many of those callers that you've taken?
Just one, 2 minutes ago, but yeah. He was the first one.
Yeah,
today.
And that probably used to happen all the time when the Kaepernick stuff was fresh, right? It was just like, this guy's... And that's what you would hear on the other end of the phone, and you're not hearing that anymore. So good. That's a positive sign. That's a positive sign. Let's go to Justin in South Carolina. Justin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing all right. I just wanted to call and see where you thought he might end up if a team does potentially sign him. Would he end up in a team like Indianapolis who could use a fresh quarterback? Did you go to someone like Denver, Buffalo? Where would you see him going? And I'll take my answer on the air.
I don't know. I mean, I think you have to go through the league and identify where what makes sense, right? So I think you either look at a team that needs to compete right now and has a quarterback injured or no quarterback that they're grooming, you know, that kind of deal, or a team that really needs stability at the backup quarterback and doesn't feel good about their backup quarterback. So the Seattle Seahawks have been brought up in the past before. Why does that make sense? Well, that makes sense because they've got stability in their organization. They have Russell Wilson first, but maybe they want to upgrade, you know, on Geno Smith. I think he's still the backup there in case Russell Wilson were to go down. That's the kind of situation. Or the Detroit Lions, you know, Matt Stafford is hurting. They don't know his situation. So they don't want it to all to come down to Jeff Driscoll if their season is on the line. Or, like I said, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger's out. Maybe they thought they had a guy in Mason Rudolph, and they don't believe in Mason Rudolph anymore. So they're going to try and win as many games as possible. I mean, there's situations that don't make sense, and there's situations that make sense. And they're pretty obvious, right? We all know that. And that's removing the other factors. That's removing all the other factors. How about... Oh, no, I don't want to put anybody up against it. I only got about a minute until I got a hard out here. So I'll leave you guys on the line and get you at the top of the next hour. And packed show again this week. So maybe I'll do my NFL picks when I do another one at the bottom of the next hour. What was I, 500 last week, Anthony? I think I was, right?
3-3, yep.
3-3. So I'm back in a reasonable groove where I'm, you know, I've been performing fairly well the last few weeks after a brutal start to my NFL pick season. I'll give you my picks coming up in the next hour. We'll get to some NBA stuff. I'll get to every topic I have not as of yet. But right now, we are talking Colin Kaepernick as that workout is today. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. What do you make of the Colin Kaepernick workout? You know, I think it's something. And there hasn't been anything for a long, long time. So you're not going to hear me complaining about it. Not going to hear me complaining about it. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.